Mark McCulley of Certified Angus Beef, where I serve as Vice President of Production.
There are some changes coming up in specifications for Angus certification. How does the change for cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef program, how do they affect producers?
The change is really going to have very, very limited effect on producers. It is really more of a further evolution of how predominantly solid black, which is the actual specification that USDA graders do oversight for to qualify cattle to be considered for Angus brands. And it's really just evolving that interpretation at the plant level from what was formerly 51% or greater to now more of a description of the phenotype where we describe solid black-hided.
Why the change?
You know, really, we thought there was just an opportunity to take a little step forward and maybe alleviate some of the confusion that exists at times with that percentage, that greater than 51% number that's been in place for a long, long time. A lot of times there's been some confusions, primarily with cattlemen, that maybe refers to a percentage of Angus heritage, or if you add up all of the black within an animal, as long as you can get to 51%, and that's really never been the essence or the spirit by which that was put in place. It was really more to look for those cattle that are solid black-hided and that carry Angus characteristics. So it's really just an evolution to reflect more accurately the spirit of the intent.
What do the changes represent for consumers who buy certified Angus beef at the grocery store?
I really would say this has zero effect on consumers. Consumers, you know, look to brands like Certified Angus Beef to deliver on eating satisfaction that they've come to know and trust. And I would say those eating satisfaction criteria are being met with the carcass specifications that these Angus influenced cattle are then that are applied to those Angus type cattle. So looking at the amount of marbling, the amount of ribeye area, and all of the other characteristics that go in cattle have to meet to qualify for certified Angus beef. Those are the specifications that really ensure the consumer's eating experience, and nothing is changing with those.
I've read that this is revised to reflect ownership of the American Angus Association, not AMS. What's meant by that?
Really some clarity, I think, that USDA Ag Marketing Service is putting with this is they've always recognized the breed associations as the ultimate authority on breed claims. And this really just further reflects that the Angus definition belongs to the American Angus Association, and it just further clarifies that.
And specifically, what is changing in the specifications? Could you go into just a little detail about what the changes are?
Yes. The change really, again, relates to the live animal specification for cattle to be considered for an Angus brand. And that specification, as it reads today, is predominantly solid black. And the interpretation of that at the plant is that the cattle have to be 51% or greater solid black. The change will move to, again, still that predominantly solid black will be the specification. The interpretation and the further clarification of that is animals that have no white above their flanks, no white behind their shoulders. So, again, really kind of becomes, I would say, even more objective for those in the plant that are applying that specification as opposed to trying to make some estimate around a percentage.
Well, how would this affect the percentage of cattle that do qualify for CAB?
Yeah, we've actually done some color audits out in feed yards, some pretty significant ones, and really our data would say that there's actually very few cattle that today would say that are getting that Angus type designation in the plant. that don't meet these new specifications. Our data would say it's far less than 1% actually. So we really think it's going to have very little effect in terms of cattle qualifying. We think the effect is really more on maybe eliminating any confusion that might be out there that was created around that 51% number.